Welcome to the Irish Distillers Tasting Club, a six-part series for whiskey lovers or anyone who's interested in learning more about the Irish whiskies we produce at Midleton Distillery, County Cork. I'm Ger Garland, and I will be your host for the series. Over six episodes, I will chat to many of my colleagues, true masters of their crafts, to bring our products to life for you. From flavours and aromas to cask selection, and the wonderful stories behind each product, we will share insights into how we create some of the world's most enjoyed Irish whiskies. In episode 4, I sit down with Kevin O'Gorman, Master of Maturation at Midleton Distillery. Kevin has a fascinating job, sourcing casks and managing the maturation of our whiskies. Kevin explains the range of aromas and the depth of flavour that can be found throughout our spot range. Be it green spot, yellow spot or red spot, the role of the finishing cask is vital.
Hi everybody, you're very welcome to Midleton Distillery, where I'm joined today by Kevin O'Gorman, our Head of Maturation. Kevin, could we start by you just telling us a little bit about your role here in Midleton Distillery?
Yeah, sure, Ger. Basically, I suppose my role of head of maturation is looking after the purchasing of wood from all over the world. Mm-hmm. As you know, we purchase wood from America, Spain, France, and lots of other places as well. So that's one key part of my role is purchasing the very best wood from the various places, then receiving those barrels into Midleton, filling the barrels with whiskey, and then sending those barrels off to our various maturation warehouses. I suppose looking after that whiskey and mining it during its maturation cycle, and then taking that whiskey back, emptying the cask, or what we call disgorging the cask, and then preparing that whiskey for bottling. So that sort of falls within my remit. As well as that, I look after, I suppose, a lot of innovation and purchasing new types of casks, which is a key part of my role as well. So it's a varied role, very, very interesting.
So it's a very broad role with huge responsibilities, considering the breadth of the operation that you have to look after. But in the past, you were going out into the world to search for new casks, and you're also looking to find sustainable sources of wood for us to put our spirit into and mature to whiskey in the future. But in the past, wasn't it the case that a lot of companies would have imported other types of drinks like cognacs and sherries, and the type of cask used would have been the reuse of these casks?
Yeah, so if you go back 100 years or more, you would have had a lot of people involved in the wine industry. Mm-hmm. And they would have imported wine casks from places like Spain, Portugal, Madeira, etc. And they would have, bottled the wine and sold the wine in Ireland. So then they were left with these casks. And one of the uses of the casks then was that they would purchase whiskey from various distillers, like John Jameson, for example.
Yes.
And then they would mature the whiskey in their own bonded warehouse. And they're what we call bonders of whiskey. I suppose one of those bonders, very famous family, is the Mitchells and Sons.
Yes.
One of the Mitchells, he set up, he purchased his first shop in Grafton Street in Dublin. Mm-hmm. And they used to sell confectionery. And then over the years, they expanded into this wine importing business. And then I suppose a key date was 1887, where the Mitchells started purchasing whiskey from the Jameson family in Bow Street.
Yes.
And they used to send horse and cart with their empty barrels of, wine barrels and fortified wine barrels up to Bow Street, fill it with Jameson, and then take it back. And then they'd matured the whiskey in their cellars. So that's what they were called, bonders. And there was a number of bonders in Ireland at the time, but Mitchells would have been, I suppose, probably the most famous in terms of, their quality, their innovation, their attention to detail. And I suppose that sort of starts off the history of the spot whiskies. They had a sort of unique way of identifying their whiskies.
Yes.
They used to put a daub of paint to identify its age potential. So you'd blue spot for 7 years, green spot 10 years, mm-hmm. you'd yellow spot 12 years, and then you'd red spot 15 years. So they used to get a daub of paint. I suppose eventually the bonding business tended to phase out, especially in the 50s and the 60s. The entire spot range, with the exception of green spot, disappeared. And Greenspot, along with Redbreast, really carried the single pot still whiskey right through into the 90s and the early 2000s. Then I suppose we worked on resurrecting those particular other spots, starting with Yellow back in 2012. And it's an amazing history.
And luckily, Greenspot did survive, and we actually have a bottle here today. So why don't we have a try of that whiskey and see what all this history has led us to?
Absolutely, yeah.
Sláinte.
So I suppose just to give you a little bit of background on Greenspot, there's two cask types used in the maturation of Greenspot. So it's a single pot still whiskey, and basically that means it's produced from a cereals mix of malted barley and unmalted barley. It's triple distilled in copper pot stills, and then it's matured in two types of casks, American barrels and Oloroso sherry butts mm-hmm. from Jerez in Spain. So that's the two cask types that are used in Greenspot, and then we put it together. It's between 7 and 10 years of age, and I think we'll have a little nose.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you just first of all observe the colour. It's a lovely kind of golden colour. And on the nose, and the first thing about Greenspot is that you get a lot of sort of orchard fruits, particularly green apples.
Yes.
You also get some a touch of aromatic oils.
Yes.
I call it quite an aromatic whiskey. Very flavoursome, great nose. There's also a touch of vanilla, a little bit of toasted wood, mm-hmm. and it just brings it all together. So I think it's time for a taste. Sláinte.
Sláinte.
So let's give it a run, good mm-hmm. run around the mouth. Great
mouthfeel. Yeah.
Really good mouthfeel. Sort of a full-bodied, spicy mouthfeel. Quite a nice bit of sort of creaminess as well, almost like a kind of butter creaminess. And then at the end, you get a nice sort of barley finish.
Absolutely.
And again, it's quite a long finish. It's a good kind of lingering finish. I suppose it's important to mention as well, in terms of Greenspot, we expanded the range a number of years ago. We started to work on wine barrels. So we started collaborating with the Barton family about maybe 8-10 years ago. And we started purchasing wine casks. So what we do is we take Greenspot and then we finish it in Louisville Barton wine barrels for between 12 and 24 months, which gives it a lovely strawberry, raspberry finish, lovely fruit flavour, which is coming from the wine.
And as you said, keeping with that lovely heritage and the Mitchells family's essentially history, family history itself, with that importation and distribution of wines and spirits within Ireland.
Absolutely. So the Mitchells themselves, they would have imported wines from the Barton family itself. So really the whole clock just turns, and it's wonderful how it all comes together.
And then there's also Yellow Spot, which has a contribution from Malaga wine casks. And you might talk to me a little bit about what that brings to the table.
Yeah, so Yellow Spot, it's a 12-year-old, and it disappeared off the market probably back in the 50s. In the probably 2008, 2009, someone discovered a bottle of Yellow Spot, an original Yellow Spot, in the Little Museum of Dublin.
Oh, yes.
And that got the innovation and creative juices going. And we said, wouldn't it be fantastic if we could sort of bring back Yellow Spot again? So we worked with the Mitchell family in terms of their recipes, because we had the bottle now and we had the whiskey. We then looked up recipe books and bills of lading and any information we could get. And I suppose quickly established that one of the barrel types that were used in the Yellow Spot was Malaga casks. We had Malaga casks maturing in our inventory in Middleton. And we brought Yellow Spot back in 2012. And Yellow Spot is a mixture of three barrel types, mm-hmm. American barrel, sherry butts, and Malaga casks. Wonderful whiskey,
yes.
Minimum age 12. It's 46% mm-hmm. Alcohol by volume. Wonderful exotic flavors in the Yellow Spot. You know, peaches, mangoes, mandarins, There's a nice touch of vanilla, mm-hmm. a little bit of butterscotch and some marshmallow as well. So just a wonderful collection of flavours in the Yellow Spot. It's an incredible whisky.
So on the success of Yellow Spot, Chateau Montelena and Leoville Barton, we have recently reintroduced Red Spot to huge acclaim. People absolutely love it. And what makes Red Spot so unique from your perspective?
I suppose you can say that we started working on Red Spot probably over 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Again, we started importing barrels from Marsala in Sicily. Mm-hmm. Marsala wine is a fortified wine. It's quite sweet. We work with a company there called Florio, and they season our casks with Marsala wine, which impart a lovely sweetness, some vanilla, some dried fruits, really, really interesting flavour profile. So we then took those casks back to Middleton and started maturing our whisky. So Red Spot, again, it's a long time in the making, and we brought it back last year. And there's three barrel types. There's the American barrel, there's some sherry butts, and there's their Marsala cask as well. And we put the whole lot together. It's 15 years minimum. And some of the whiskies are older. Mm-hmm. It's 46% alcohol by volume. And I suppose the Marsala casks contribute beautiful sweetness, almost kind of sweet stewed apple, to the whole Red Spot flavour. And then in conjunction, you have from the sherry butts, you have some dried fruits, some cinnamon. And then from the American barrel, you have some vanilla and nice mm-hmm. sweetness. And the whole thing just comes together in a wonderful flavour profile. And we're really proud of Red Spot. Like Yellow Spot, it would have disappeared back in the 50s as well. So it's great to have it back.
And then we'll just finish up on talking about some food that would complement some of these whiskies within the Spot range. And if we start off with Green Spot, if you could, and then just make any other suggestions that you have within the Spot range, you think that some food would pair quite well with the whiskies in the range.
Yeah, so I think Green Spot, because of the range of flavours that we have available between the green, the yellow, the red, and Chateau Montelena and Leuville Barton, you have a huge array of flavours.
Yes.
So it can actually be matched with a lot of food types. Mm-hmm. If you look at Green Spot, I think it goes very well with cheese.
Absolutely.
You know, down in Cork here, you know, we have a lot of great cheeses.
Yes.
So, like, you know, a goat's cheese and some crackers. Down in West Cork, they have Gubbin cheese. Just the flavour just matches very well with the Green Spot. I think that's maybe it's the green apples and the orchard fruits, mm-hmm. and just has a nice contrast to some of those cheeses. Even a nice, you know, cheddar, it goes pretty well. If you look at Yellow Spot, I like it myself with sort of a nice, rich dessert or something. I think it goes really well with, say, simple chocolate cake.
Yes.
Something like maybe dark chocolate truffles. Has a wonderful flavour profile. Even something like a creme brulee and just a drop of Yellow Spot and just leave the explosion of flavours in your mouth. It's absolutely wonderful. So there are just some examples, I think. But it's very versatile. And because of the flavour spectrum, you can match it with a lot of food.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much for your time. And thank you all for joining us here in Middleton. And we'll see you next time. Cheers.
I hope you enjoyed hearing my conversation with Kevin O'Gorman, Master of Maturation at Irish Distillers. Please don't hesitate to leave a review and, of course, subscribe. I've been your host, Jared Garland. Until next time.